Lecture 6, More Economic Agents, a Consumer Choosing Budget Sets, a Dual Consumer and a Producer. A Consumer Choosing Budget Sets. Let X be a set of alternatives and D a set of non-empty subsets of X. An element A and D is interpreted as a choice problem. We are interested in the decision maker's preference relation over D. Assuming that the decision maker has a preference relation defined over X, one approach to building a preference relation over D is as follows. When assessing a choice problem in D, the decision maker asks himself which alternative he would choose from this set. He prefers a set A over a set B if the alternative he would choose from A is preferable according to the basic preferences over what he would choose from B. This leads to the following definition of preference star, a relation which we will refer to as the indirect preferences induced from the preferences. A is at least as good star as B if C of A, given the preferences, is at least as good as C of B, given its basic preferences. Obviously, the new preference relation is indeed a preference relation. If U represents the preferences and the choice function is well defined, then V of A equal to U of C of A, given the preferences, represents the star preferences. We refer to V as the indirect utility function. The notion of indirect preferences ignores many considerations that might be taken into account when comparing choice sets. For example, I prefer the set A minus B, minus the element B, to A, even though I intend to choose A in any case, since I am afraid to make a mistake by choosing B. Or, I will choose A from A, whether B is available or not. However, since I don't want to have to reject B, I prefer A minus B to A. Or, I prefer A minus B to the element B to A, because I would choose B from A, and I want to commit myself to not making that choice. Note that in some cases, depending on the set D, one can reconstruct the choice function from the indirect preferences. For example, if A is an A, and A is strictly better star than A minus the element A, then one can conclude that the choice of A from the set A is small a. We now return to the consumer who is choosing bundles from budget sets. For simplicity, assume that he has a preference relation satisfying the classical assumption, namely monotonicity, continuity, and convexity, and that demand, XPW, is always well defined. The indirect preferences on budget set might be relevant in decision situations such as choosing a place to live or comparing different tax systems, which affect wealth and prices. A budget set is characterized by the K plus 1 parameters PW. Thus, the above approach leads to the following definition of the indirect preferences, preferences star, on the set R K plus 1 plus plus. PW is at least as good star than P prime W prime if XPW is at least as good as XP prime W prime. In this context, the indirect preference relation excludes from the discussion considerations such as I prefer to live in an area where alcohol is very expensive, even though I don't drink. In addition, following are some properties of indirect preferences. Inverse to presentation. Lambda P, lambda W, indifferent star, PW for all PW and lambda. This follows from the demand of lambda P, lambda W is equal to demand of PW. Monotonicity. The indirect preferences are weakly decreasing in PK and strictly increasing in W. Shrinking the choice set is never beneficial under this approach. Additional wealth makes it possible to consume bundles containing more of all commodities. Continuity. If PW is strictly better star than P prime W prime, then XPW equal Y is strictly better than XP prime W prime equal to Y prime. By continuity, there are bundles of neighborhoods of around Y and Y prime, respectively, such that for any Z in the neighborhood around Y and any Z prime in the neighborhood around Y prime, we have Z strictly better than Z prime. By continuity, of the demand function, there is a neighborhood around PW in which demand is within this neighborhood, and there is a around Y, and there is a neighborhood around P prime W prime in which demand is within the neighborhood around Y prime. For any two budget sets in these two neighborhoods, the difference, the preference star is preserved. A concavity, if P1W1 is better star, at least as good star than P2W2, then P1W1 is at least as good star that lambda P1 plus 1 minus lambda P2, comma lambda W1 plus 1 minus lambda W2 for lambda. Let Z be the best bundle in the budget set with the price vector lambda P1 plus 1 minus lambda P2 and the wealth level lambda W1 plus 1 minus lambda W2. Then lambda P1 plus 1 minus lambda P2 times Z is less equal lambda W1 plus 1 minus lambda W2. And therefore, P1Z less equal W1 and P2Z is less equal W2. Thus, Z is in the budget set P1W1 or in the budget set P2W2. And then XP1W1 is at least as good as Z or XP2W2 is at least as good as Z. From the fact that XP1W1 is at least as good as XP2W2, it follows that XP1W1 is at least as good as Z. Choice identity. We'll now look at a method of deriving consumer demand function from indirect preferences. Notice that in the single commodity case, each preference star in difference curve is a ray. If we assume monotonicity of the basic preferences, the slope of indifference curve through P1W is W divided by P1, which is exactly the demand for the first commodity at P1W. We will generalize it now. Moving to a more general K commodity space, we will see that given the slope of the indifference curve through P star W star, we can recover the demand at P star W star. The key observation is that the set of all the PW, such that the expense of XP star W star at the price vector P equal to W, is tangent to the indifference curve of the indirect preferences through P star W star. When there is a unique tangent to the indifference curve of the indirect preferences at P star W star, knowing this tangent allows us to recover the demand at the point P star W star. Claim. Assume that the demand function satisfies Valras law. Then, number one, the hyperplane H equal to the set of all PW such that P times XP star W star equal to W is tangent to the preference star indifference curve at P star W star. A proof of this part? Clearly P star W star is in H. For any PW in H, the bundle XP star W star is also in the budget set BPW. Hence, XPW is at least as good as XP star W star, and thus PW is at least as good star as an P star W star. 2. Royce identity. When the indirect preferences are represented by a differentiable indirect utility function V, then the minus the ratio between the partial derivatives in respect to PK and W equal to the demand to the case commodity at P star W star. Proof. H equal to the set of all PW such that X P star W star comma minus 1 times PW equal to 0. And since W star equal to P star X P star W star, we have also that H equal to the set of all PW such that the vector X P star W star comma minus 1 times the vector P minus P star comma W minus W star equal to 0. And H is a tangent to the indifference curve through P star W star. Since V is differentiable, the unique tangent to the indifference curve through P star W star is also characterized by the hyperplane that is perpendicular to the gradient, the vector of partial derivatives, which is T equal to the set of all PW such that the gradient times the vector P minus P star comma W minus W star equal to 0. Thus, since there is a unique tangent, t equal to h, and the vector of the gradient is proportional to the vector x1 p star w star, xk p star w star, comma minus 1, and Royce identity follows. A dual consumer, the prime consumer, Let us first consider a consumer who possesses a preference relation satisfying the classical assumptions, namely monotonicity, continuity, and convexity, and holds an initial bundle Z. When facing the price vector P, he can trade Z for any bundle X such that Px less equal a P of Z. As the consumers, we refer to the problem of choosing a best bundle from the set of all X such that Px is less equal Pz as the consumer's prime problem and denote it by P of P, Z. The problem is a solution, and when the solution is unique, we denote it by X of Pz. A dual turtle. Consider the following two sentences. The maximum distance a turtle can travel in one day is 1 kilometer. 2. The minimal time it takes a turtle to travel 1 kilometer is 1 day. In conversation, these two sentences would seem to be equivalent. In fact, this equivalence relies on two hidden assumptions. A. For one to imply 2, we need to assume that the turtle travels a positive distance in any period of time. Contrast this with the case in which the turtle's speed is 2 kilometers per day, but after half a day, it must rest for half a day. In this case, the maximum distance it can travel in 1 day is 1 kilometer, though it is able to travel this distance in only half a day. For 2 to imply 1, we need to assume that the turtle cannot jump a positive distance in 0 time. Contrast this with the case in which the turtle's speed is 1 kilometer per day, but after a day of traveling, it can jump 1 kilometer. Thus, it can travel 2 kilometers in 1 day, and if you don't believe that a turtle can jump, think about a frequent consumer scheme in which the number of points jumps after the consumer reaches a certain point level. We now show that the above assumptions are sufficient for the equivalence of 1 and 2. Formally, let mt be the maximum distance the turtle can travel in time t, and assume that m is strictly increasing and continuous. We can then show that the statement the maximum distance the turtle can travel in t star is x star is equivalent to the statement the minimal time it takes a turtle to travel x star is t star. If the maximum distance that a turtle can travel within t star time is x star kilometers, and if it covers the distance x star in t less than t star, then by the strict monotonicity of m, the turtle can cover a distance larger than x star in t star, a contradiction. If it takes t star for the turtle to cover the distance x star, and if it travels the distance x greater than x star in t star time, then by the continuity of m, the turtle will already be beyond the distance x star at some t less than t star, a contradiction. The dual consumer. Consider now a special type of a consumer who has in mind a bundle Z, and given a price vector P, he wishes to consume the cheapest bundle, which for him is at least as good as the bundle Z. We refer to the problem minimum of the expense Px subject to x is at least as good as z as the dual problem and denote it by d of p, z. Assuming that the solution exists and is unique, which occurs, for example, when preferences are strictly convex and continuous, we denote the solution as h of pz and refer to it as the Hixian demand function. The function epz equal to p times hpz is called the expenditure function. Note the analogy between the expenditure function and the consumer's indirect utility function. Following are some properties of the Hixian demand function and the expenditure function. 1. hpz equal to h lambda p, z, and e lambda p, z is lambda times epz. This follows from the fact that a bundle minimizes the function lambda px in a set even only if it minimizes the function px over the same set. 2. Dixon demand for the case commodity is decreasing in pk. In addition, epz is increasing in pk. Note that p times h of p prime z greater equal p of hpz for every p prime. This is because hp prime z is at least as good as z, and the bundle hp prime z is not less expensive than hpz for the price vector p. Thus, p prime minus p times the difference between hp prime z and hpz equal to P prime H P prime Z minus P prime H P Z plus P H P Z minus P H P prime Z is less equal 0. Take P prime minus P to be the vector 0, epsilon 0, with some epsilon positive, we obtain that HK P prime Z minus HK P Z is less equal 0. Furthermore, if PK prime is greater equal PK for all K, then the expenditure of P prime Z is greater equal the expenditure of PZ. 3. HPZ in different Z. If HPZ is strictly better than Z, then by continuity there would be a cheaper bundle, at least as good as Z, near HPZ. 4. Verify that HPZ and EPZ are continuous functions. 5. The expenditure function is concave in P. Let X be the H of lambda P1 plus 1 minus lambda P2, comma Z. By definition, X is at least as good as Z. Thus, PIX greater equal PI of HPIZ and E of the lambda P1 plus 1 minus lambda P2 comma Z equal to lambda P1 plus minus lambda 1 minus lambda P2 times X greater equal lambda of EP1Z plus 1 minus lambda EP2Z. 6. The dual of Royston identity. The hyperplane H equal to the set of all PE such that E equal to P times HP prime Z is tangent to the graph of the expenditure function at P star. This follows from 1. P star comma EP star Z is in H, and 2. PH of P star Z greater equal P of HPZ for all P star. 7. Duality. A bundle X star is itself a solution to a problem, the prime problem P comma X star, if and only if it is a solution to the dual problem D of P X star. Assume that X star is not a solution to D P X star. Then there exists a strictly cheaper bundle X for which X is at least as good as X star. For some positive vector epsilon, namely epsilon K greater or equal 0 for all K, is it still holds that P times X plus epsilon is less than P X star. By monotonicity, X plus epsilon is strictly better than X, which is at least as good as X star, contradicting the assumption that X star is a solution to the P prime problem P X star. On the other side, assume that X star is not a solution to the problem PP X star, then there exists an X such that PX is less equal PX star and X is strictly better than X star. By continuity, for some non-negative vector epsilon, X minus epsilon is a bundle such that X minus epsilon is strictly better than X star and P times X minus epsilon is strictly less than PX star, contradicting the assumption that X star is the solution to the dual problem PX star. A producer. Let us turn now to the producer, an economic agent with the ability to transform one vector of commodities into another. His decision is formally related to that of the dual consumer. Note that we use the term producer rather than firm, since we are not concerned with the internal organization of the producer's activity. We first specify the producer technology and then discuss the preferences. Technology. Denote the commodities which can be either inputs or outputs in the producer production activity as 1, 2, up to k. A vector z in Rk is interpreted as a production combination where positive components in z are outputs and negative are inputs. Producer choice set is called the technology and reflects the production constraints. Following restrictions are often placed on the technology space Z. Zero is in Z, which is interpreted to mean that the producer can remain idle. 2. There is no Z in Z intersection of RK plus beside the vector Z, i.e., there is no production with no resources. 3. Free disposal. If Z is in Z and Z prime is less equal Z, then Z prime is in Z as well, i.e., nothing prevents a producer from being inefficient in the sense that he uses more resources than necessary to produce a particular amount of commodities. 4. Z is a closed set. 5. Z is a convex set. This assumption embodies decreasing marginal productivity. Together with the assumption that 0 is in Z, it implies non-increasing returns to scale. Namely, if Z is in Z, then for all lambda less than 1, lambda Z is in Z as well. In some case, we will describe the producer's abilities using production function. Consider, for example, the case in which commodity K is produced from commodities Y2 up to K minus 1. That is, for all Z, ZK greater equal 0, and for all K different than K, ZK is less than equal 0. The production function specifies for any vector, positive vector of inputs V in RK minus 1 plus, the maximum amount of commodity K that can be produced. If we start from technology Z, we can derive the production function by defining F of V equal to the max X such that minus V, comma V, comma X is in Z. If we start from the production function F, we can derive the technology by defining Z of V equal to the set of all minus WX such that X is less equal Y and W is greater equal V for some Y equal to FV. If the function F is increasing, continuous and concave and satisfies the assumption of F0 equals 0, then Z of F satisfies the above assumptions. The producer's preferences. We think of the producer as an agent who chooses a point Z in his technology Z and cares about the outcome vector Z pi, where pi are his profits. For any given price vector P, he faces a choice set of the type BP equal to the set of all Z pi such that Z is in Z and pi equal to PZ. A rational producer maximizes a preference relation over all tuples Z pi. Given a price vector P, he chooses Z to maximize the vector Z, PZ. The producer's preferences can be modeled just like any other preference relations over the outcomes space. Following are some examples of a rational producer's preferences in this context. For clarity, we focus on the case K equal 2, where commodity 1 is the input and commodity 2 is the output, and Y equal FA is the producer's production function. 1. The producer maximizes production Y given the constraint that pi, the profits, are non-negative. 2. The producer is committed to produce at least Y star units of production. He maximizes profits given the constraints Y less equal Y star. 3. The producer maximizes the ratio between profits and cost. In other words, his optimization problem is max pi divided by PA times A, which is equivalent to maximizing the ratio between the revenues and cost, and thus is also equivalent to maximum of pi divided by PY times FA. This producer actually cannot be represented by preference relation on the space Z pi, since his optimization depends on revenues and cost and not just on the difference between them. 4. The producer maximizes profits, but already employs A1 star workers and will incur a cost C, a mental or actual cost, for each worker he fires. Thus, his utility function is pi minus C times a maximum between 0 and A1 star minus A1. 5. The producer is a group of workers who have formed a cooperative and share profits equally. The group asks seeks to maximize pi divided by A1, the profit per worker. 6. The producer maximizes the preference relation over Z and ignores prices and profits. 7. The green producer. He has preferences over pi, pollution of Z, where pollution of Z is the amount of pollution created when using Z. 8. The producer maximizes his profits. The classical assumption is indeed that the producer cares only about increasing profits. The above examples demonstrate the richness of reasonable considerations that are ignored by making this assumption. The supply function of the profit-maximizing producer. We now discuss the profit-maximizing producer's behavior. This will require only a few new concepts. The producer problem is defined as maximum of PZ subject to Z in Z. The existence of a unique solution to the producer problem requires some additional assumptions, e.g. that Z be bounded from above, i.e. there is some bound B such that B greater equal ZK for any Z, and that Z is strictly convex. When the producer's problem has a unique solution, we denote it by Z of P, and refer to the relation between P and Z as a supply function. Note that it specifies both the producer supply of outputs and his demand for inputs. We also define the profit max function as pi p equal to max of pz over all z and z. Recall that when discussing the consumer, we specify these preferences and describe his behavior as making a choice from a budget set determined by prices. The consumer's behavior, demand, determines the dependence of his consumption on prices. In the case of the profit-maximizing producer, we specify the technology and describe his behavior as maximizing a profit function determined by prices. The producer's behavior, supply, specifies the dependence of output and the consumption of inputs on prices. In the case of the profit-maximizing producer, preferences are linear and the constraints is a convex set, whereas in the consumer model, the constraint is a linear inequality and preferences are convex. Structure, continuity, and convexity is imposed on the profit-maximizing producer's choice set and on the consumer's preferences. Thus, the profit-maximizing producer problem is very similar to the consumer's dual problem. The former involves maximization of a linear function, while the latter involves minimization. Following some properties of the supply and the profit functions, which are analogous to those of the consumer's dual problem. Supply. Z of lambda p equal to z of p. The producer's preference relation is identical for the price vector p and lambda p. 2. Z is continuous. 3. If Zp is different than Zp prime, we have that p minus p prime times Zp minus Zp prime equal to p times Zp minus Zp prime plus p prime times Zp prime minus Zp strictly greater than 0. In particular, if only the k's price increases, then Zk increases. That is, if k is an output, the supply of k increases, and if k is an input, the demand for k decreases. Note that this result, called the law of supply, applies to the standard supply function, unlike the law of demand, which was applied to the compensated demand function. Profit function. Pi of lambda p equal to lambda pi p. 2. Pi is continuous. 3. Pi is convex. For any p and p prime and lambda, if z star maximizes lambda p plus 1 minus lambda p prime times z, then pi of lambda p plus 1 minus lambda p prime equal to lambda p z star plus 1 minus lambda p prime z star less equal lambda pi p plus 1 minus lambda pi p prime. So, obtaining lemma, for any vector p star, pi p greater equal p of z p star for all p. Therefore, the hyperplane, the set of all p pi, such that pi equal to p z p star, is tangent to the graph of the function a pi at the point p star pi p star. If pi is differentiable, then the first derivative of pi by pk equal to the demand to the k's commodity. From a Otelling lemma, it follows that if pi is twice continuously differentiable, then dzj to dpk equal to dzk to dpj. Comment. When we are interested in the firm's behavior only in the output market and not in the input markets, we'll represent the producer in a reduced form by means of a cost function rather than technology. For a producer with the technology Z, where commodities 1 to L are inputs and L plus 1 to K are outputs, define CPY to be the minimal cost associated with the production of the combination Y in R K minus L, given the price vector P of the input commodities 1 to L. In other words, CPY equal to minimum over all A of PA, such that minus A, comma Y is in Z. Discussion. In the conventional economic approach, we allow the consumer to have general preferences but restrict the producer's goals to profit maximization. Thus, a consumer who consumes commodities in order to destroy his health is within the scope of our discussion, where the producer who cares about the welfare of his workers or has in mind a target other than profit maximization is not. This is, of course, odd, since there are various plausible alternative targets for a producer. A particularly plausible one is increasing production subject to not incurring a loss. One could ask why producers' objectives are usually defined so narrowly relative to the consumer's preferences. Perhaps it's simple for mathematical convenience. It's certainly not the result of an ideologically conspiracy. Nonetheless, is it possible that adopting profit maximization as the obvious assumption regarding producers' behavior leads students to view it as the exclusive normative criterion guiding a firm's behavior? Question mark.